Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill our hearts, open our hearts and minds to a message that you may have for us today. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. With most of our days being ordinary, there are just little things that we do during the day, often boring, routine, but it's those little things in our life is where life really happens. And it's those little things is what shapes us into the people we become. There are, I think, three groups of people when it comes to making our beds in the morning. There's one group that makes their beds religiously every day. There's one group that never makes their bed, hardly ever. And then there is one group that makes their bed occasionally, especially if the in-laws are coming. Admiral William McRaven shared an inspiring story about making your bed, and some of you may have seen it, but if you have not, I want you to watch this short 45-second video.
If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better.
In addition to what Admiral McRaven said about making your bed, making your bed also helps us to begin the day by bringing some order in the midst of chaos. You take that chaos of jumble and scattered sheets and blankets and you make your bed and you bring some order into the midst of that chaos. Making your bed is a great accomplishment in the day. It is the little things, as McRaven said, that change the world and that change us. In the last 5 months, our lives have been thrown into chaos. Our daily rituals and routines have been completely upended. We all had that daily routine in place back in January and February, and we did that routine without thinking about it. People would wake up, go through their morning routine, getting dressed, getting the kids ready for school or daycare, going to work. You go to work, you would greet people with a handshake or maybe a hug. We come home at night, we go to eat dinner or we go out to dinner. And then came March, and everything changed. We couldn't go to work. We had to start working from home. Kids couldn't go to school or daycare. Kids had to do NTI. And what in the world is NTI? And how do you do it? How do parents help their kids with NTI and work at home at the same time? Our days, and particularly our mornings, were thrown into chaos. Well, now what do we do? Do we still get up and get dressed as usual, even if we're working from home, or do we just work in our pajamas all day? If we have a Zoom meeting, do we just comb our hair and put on a nice shirt or blouse and hope we don't forget and stand up with our pajama pants on in the midst of a Zoom meeting? We've had to think about things that we've never thought about before, like what's on the shelf behind us when we're doing a Zoom meeting. We had to figure out how to keep the dog quiet, how to keep the cat off the desk. We have a Wednesday Bible study, and Sue's cat occasionally will come across the screen or set up on the chair behind her. We've all had that experience if we've had a cat and had to do a Zoom meeting. Our society as a whole, we've never had this kind of chaos in our life. We've never had this kind of disruption for this long in our lives. Before the middle of March, our lives had that daily liturgy to them. Most of us didn't even have to think about what that liturgy was that we did every day. Just like many of us with our liturgy here on Sunday morning. For those who've been in church for a while, you don't need to look at the screen to do the Apostles' Creed or pray the Lord's Prayer or say the responses to the Great Thanksgiving. You just do them. And that's the way our lives were. We just kind of went through our day doing our thing without thinking about it much. But then came COVID-19, and our ordinary daily liturgies were thrown into chaos, and we had to begin to construct a new one. We couldn't go out. The kids didn't have practices or games or dance recitals or music lessons. So Netflix viewing went way up. We had a flour shortage because everybody started making bread at home. I suspect that as we construct this new liturgy, we won't think about it theologically very much. We won't think about the theological significance of the things that we do as we construct a new liturgy for our daily lives. Much like our old routines, we didn't think theologically much about our old routines either. But how do we live our daily lives? How we live them is how we live our Christian life. You can't separate the two. You can't separate the little things that we do every day from what it means to be a Christian. Maybe we should be asking the question, how does my ordinary everyday liturgy, how does it reflect my Christian life? Maybe we should think theologically about our ordinary daily liturgy. Paul's words to the Romans is all about how we live out that ordinary liturgy. Are their daily lives, their daily rituals causing them to be conformed to the world? Or are they doing things that transform their minds so that they might discern the will of God in their lives? Paul's asking us that same question. Are our daily routines, our ordinary liturgy, are those tiny little things that we do every day helping us to be faithful Christians, or are they causing us to be less Christian? It is the little things that make the big difference. I noticed that during the last 5 months, I was spending more time on Facebook as a part of my ordinary liturgy. But it seemed that the cute cat videos were being replaced by more and more intolerant political posts, even posts that tried to look not political, still had a political slant. Now, I don't post on Facebook usually. There's very little times that I ever post anything on Facebook unless it's a happy birthday to someone. Because I learned a long time ago that people really don't want to hear what we think. They don't want to hear our opinion. They just want to hear their opinion come out of our mouth. So I don't usually post things on Facebook. But what I discovered by spending that extra time on Facebook was I was becoming less tolerant, more judgmental, even angry at times. And I wasn't getting any benefit out of it. Facebook was not making me a better Christian. It was making me less so. So I've just started looking at the notifications so I can keep up with my friends' birthdays. What are those little things What are those little things that you do on a daily basis that are making a big difference in your life, for good or for bad? It's been said, everyone wants a revolution, but no one wants to do the dishes. Everyone wants a revolution, but no one wants to do the dishes. We want to be a part of something big and bold, something that will change the world, but we don't want to do the little things, like washing the dishes. Remember what Admiral McRaven said? If you want to change the world, start by making your bed. Because even revolutions consist of little things. We often see the big and bold accomplishments that change the world, but we often don't see all the little boring tasks that led up to that revolution. With our daily liturgies thrown into chaos, we've had to start developing new liturgies, whether we really think about it or not. But now is a perfect time to construct those new liturgies and to think about it while we're doing it. To pay attention to the little things. To be intentional about how we construct our new daily routines. Are these things that we're doing, are they malforming us so that we are conforming to the world, or are they transforming us so that we are living the will of God in our lives? So the question is, are there habits and practices that we acquire without knowing it? Are there ritual forces in our culture that perhaps we naively embrace and they began to form who we are? Which way are those habits and practices forming you? Are they forming you toward God or away from God? The often unseen, unsung ways that we spend our time, it's those times that really form who we are as a person. Our mundane moments, rooted in communal practices of the church, they shape us through habit and repetition, moment by passing moment. They shape us into people who spend their days and their lives marked by the love of God. God has made this day, and God has made it with purpose and meaning for each one of us. We're not meant to aimlessly wander through this day, but we're meant to approach this day as a co-laborer with God, even in the little things. We long for those good old days of January when we could just go through our days without thinking about them. When we had our liturgies and we were familiar with those and we didn't have to pay attention, we just did what we did, but we didn't really think about why. Well, maybe in the midst of this chaos, maybe God has given us a gift. Maybe God has given us a reason and an opportunity to rethink our daily liturgies, our daily rituals and routines, and to reshape them into habits that will make us more Christ-like and less like the world. Remember, it is often in the small, boring, repetitive things like making our bed, those are the things that have the most profound impact on our lives. We must embrace each day believing that there is an opportunity to encounter God and to be transformed into faithful disciples, remembering that we are shaped by the small things. You can't get to the revolution without doing the dishes. The kind of spiritual life and discipline needed to sustain us as a Christian, it's a life that is quiet, repetitive, ordinary. I often want to skip the boring daily stuff and get to the thrill of some edgy faith. But it is in the dailiness of our Christian life the making of the bed, the doing of the dishes, the praying for our enemies, the reading of Scripture, the quiet, the small. It's in those times that God transforms us. It's in those times that that transformation takes root and grows in us and changes us into the people that God has called us to be. Pay attention. Pay attention to the small things and how those small things are shaping your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.